This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Gentlemen, take your marks. Set.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I really want you, and you need to wake up. And that is so important, especially at this time. Well, I welcome you gladly to the 394th show of Track World with Alpheus Finlayson on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Kudos are due to the world champion, Grant Holloway, from the University of Florida, who set a new world indoor record in the 60 meters of 7.29 seconds in Madrid. Holloway is a great sprinter, a great long jumper, and can run a great 400 meters. One of the best. Of course, he won the world championships in Doha. Shocked everybody. Well, kudos also to the World Athletics Body, who reinstated the Russian Federation. And of note, ladies and gentlemen, Bahamian Mike Sands is a member of that World Athletic Body. Of note, performances of Megan Morse, who ran 52.32 seconds, a lifetime best out of the University of Kentucky. Well, Debbie Ferguson is her coach. Rolando Green is the head coach. And Debbie had some other victories with a 200 meters and a 60 meters for a lady in those events. Track World is brought to you by Sun Oil, AFD Management Services, specializing with safety training, engineering services, equipment, maintenance and repairs, project management, environmental consultants, and they are in Pairdale. The number is 328-7380 and brought to you by Awa Homes and my bestseller book, From Vancouver to Athens, 50 Years of Bahamian International Track and Field Competition. Who's who in track and field from the 1896 Olympic Games, and that is done by Frank Ramming, not the coach. The book is at the Chinese bookstore just south of Super Value on Mackey Street. Also brought to you by Sunshine Insurance and Kalina Insurance, where I have been a financial services representative for more than 40 years. Well, we will skip the trivia this evening, and our guest is none other than my daughter and business partner, Alexis Hanna. The two of us make up the team, Alexis and Alpheus, that's the A-team, at Kalina. We welcome to Track World, Mrs. Hanna. How was your day, my dear?
My day was pretty excellent. How about you?
Well, mine was just unbelievable. And I am so happy to see 337 people just listening and watching to the show. And I need to use two names now. One is my baby brother, the master motivator, Spence Finlayson. He is watching. He said, "You go, Hawk." And then Lucretia Napa, who is in the Virginia, Washington area. And she does not like the heat. Things are going very well. We'll tell you about some of the other people. Spence says, my beautiful and intelligent Alexis. Now, we'll now go to our first commercial break, and upon our return, we will prove in death, or we will speak in death with Alexis Hanna.
My team of dedicated scientists develop Shell fuels for your car.
For over 100 years, fuels innovation has been at the heart of everything we do.
Since our first ever branded petrol in 1907, we've broken records, supported Ferrari F1 to win Grand Prix, and pushed our fuels to the limit.
Now, every time you fill up your Shell, your engine will benefit from our passion for innovation, helping you to get the most out of every tankful.
With over 100 years of quality fuels innovation,
you can be sure of Shell.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call, all from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are on our second, how do I put it? We're on our second portion of the show. And I am so excited, ladies and gentlemen, to see that Greg Barrett is watching. He watches again and again. But my good friend, I think he was the fourth place in the Mexico City Olympics in 1968, none other than Leon Coleman. You know, Leon Coleman is one of a kind. Went to Boston 2014, and I thought that that's where Leon Coleman lived. And I asked and I asked, and it's unbelievable. People did not remember Leon Coleman. But Leon Coleman is doing very well. Thank you so much for watching, Leon Coleman. Well, Alexis, can you tell us your route to become a financial services representative?
How did I get into this? Well, firstly, I have been in financial services for the past 13 years now. So I've worked in various roles in banking, but now most recently as an insurance advisor, a financial service representative with Kalina. So I left banking in 2017, and I wasn't exactly sure what I wanted to do, but I know that I definitely needed to take a break from there. So, you know, I had a few options. There were a few other things I had on the horizon, and I was approached by a young man at the time who was, and you know him very well,
yes.
Who was your boss, Mr. Keenan McCartney.
My manager.
Your manager, I'm
we
sorry, not
bosses.
Boss. So, you know, he approached me about joining the business. And I was hesitant initially. And, you know, I took a little while to get back to him. And that little while actually was almost about a year when I finally did decide that I would come into the business. So, so that's how I ended up here with you at Kalina.
Okay, well, let's see this. I must say that you are the third member of our family. My wife, Alexis, her mother, Dawn, joined me at Imperial Life in 2000.
Right, that was 2000.
And she stayed there for 2 years. And she decided to spend some time with the grand and the great-grands.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Alexis, what do you think, and that made a significant difference in the family.
It did. It certainly did.
Yes. What do you feel your strengths in the business are? Just open your mind and let us know.
I think the number one thing is that I am somewhat of an empath. So that means that, you know, it kind of helps me to put myself even more so in my client's shoes, so I'm able to really hone in on what their needs are, even when they may not, you know, exactly know what they are. So that is the main thing. And then secondly, I would also consider myself to be a creative. So that kind of helps me to put, you know, an interesting spin on the insurance industry in talking about it, you know, with my clients and in talking about it in social media and whatnot. You know, insurance or financial services on the whole is not necessarily, you know, sexy.
No.
But, you know, I try my best. And I think because I am a creative, I'm able to put a fresh spin on it and be a little bit more innovative in that regard.
Well, Alexis, when I look, when you talk about creative, there's all kind of creative people in our family.
Mm-hmm.
on all sides, and you take a little bit from me. We do more than one thing. You know, that's what it's all about.
It certainly is.
Yes. Tell us about some of the other activities you are involved with.
apart from being a financial services representative, I have recently started a community, and it's called the W3 Collective. Our focus is on women, wellness, and wealth, hence the W3. And the foundation of this movement are based on the 8 dimensions of wellness. We basically believe that, you know, when you do the work in all of those areas, and those areas would be emotional, physical, intellectual, environmental, spiritual, financial, occupational, as well as social. When you do the work in all of those areas, then money has no choice but to flow to you. So the daily pursuit of excellence in these individual dimensions are what add up to a whole and complete woman. And in that pursuit, you know, the W3 Collective, we curate events and experiences for us to be able to have intimate conversations about all of these areas of wealth that help to create and sustain wealth. So that is the one thing that I am involved in right now that is really like a passion project for me. It started in, that would have been July of last year, something that has been, you know, I had placed on the back burner for a while. You know, COVID-19 brought a lot of things out of a lot of people, and it kind of pushed me to finally start it. So yeah, that's one thing that I'm involved in right now.
Well, you had the opportunity, Alexis, to be interviewed by a young lady from the Tribune.
Yes.
And that went all over the place. Talk about that.
She did reach out to me to interview me about the W3 Collective and, you know, what it is that I do. And, you know, I was able to let her know that basically me coming into this industry is what kind of lit a fire for this movement for me. You know, watching how certain clients, how they responded when I asked them certain questions, how, you know, people weren't necessarily as confident as I feel they should be in talking about their finances and whatnot. This is what started this kind of mission for me, basically. So she interviewed me about that. We started talking about, you know, my role in financial services and talking about where I came from before this. And it was a great experience. You know, just you learn that by putting yourself out there, basically, then people see you. And if you don't put yourself out there, then no one will be able to see you. And I am just glad that it was received so warmly.
Well, how do you stay fit for the rigors of this business, Alexis?
Well, let me say this. There are a few words that are kind of like my go-tos, my mantras. The first one is clarity. So for me, always being clear on what my goals are and clear on what my vision is for this business and anything that I'm doing really kind of helps to set the framework for me to, you know, kind of have a tunnel vision on what those goals are and helps me to keep discipline, which is what my next word is. Discipline is something that you definitely have to have in this particular industry. You know, yes, I work for Kalina, but basically, you know, I'm contracted, so I work for myself, which means that you have all of the flexibility in the world, all of the time in the world. And sometimes that is, you know, that is sometimes for some people a curse more so than a gift.
That's right.
If it's not managed effectively. So definitely having discipline, you know, setting my schedule up for the week, for the month, just making sure that I take care of those overarching goals. That definitely is something that is very important in this industry. Something that I spend a lot of time working on is my mental fortitude and my emotional intelligence. So those two things, you know, it's not easy to go ahead and make these calls every day or try and reach out to these people every day, especially for someone like me who's not necessarily an extrovert.
How many calls do you need to make, Alexis?
Roughly 25 a day.
Yeah.
And some of those are challenging. So you have to be aware enough, and like I said, keep your goals always top of mind to be able to have that emotional intelligence to say, hey, okay, this is one rejection. You have to be willing to, you know, go for the no. And go for the no enough times, and it'll turn into a yes.
Yes.
So those things, resilience, because you very much so get knocked down when you hear that. But, you know, what are you doing to pick yourself back up? Yes, you could have a pity party, but then put a time on it. Don't let that last for too long and pick yourself up and move on from there. On top of that, you need to give yourself grace. That has definitely been my motto and mantra for the last few years. You know, you can't necessarily do it all. Sometimes things don't work out the way you want them to, and that's okay. So, you know, you're resilient enough to say, hey, you know, I can pick myself up and try again tomorrow, but give yourself grace. You're only human and things happen. So those are some of the things that definitely help me to stay fit for this industry, and definitely trying to stay on top of your fitness. You know, you can't be on the go all day and, oh, you didn't eat breakfast, you didn't give yourself the fuel that you need and the proper fuel in order to deal with the rigors of what happens on a day-to-day basis in this industry.
Well, as you can see, this is not a lecture. This is a conversation. So with that in mind, I will invite anybody who wants to speak with Alexis. And the numbers are 325-4316, 325-4259, 323-42, forget that one. But the text line is powered by none other than BP, BTC, and that is 422-4796. So anyone who wishes can do it. And we have Stephanie McKinney-Roll is watching. Is that one of our people, Alexis? Maybe. hey, we have people all over the Bahamas, even in Turks.
We certainly do.
Or even in Turks and Caicos Island. Let's see. Let's just go back and can you tell us some of the detail concerning financial needs analysis? Some of the things that we do, Alexis?
Okay, so when we sit down with a client initially, or a prospect, because they're not your client yet at that point, we do something called a financial needs analysis, where it's basically like a client discovery. We're trying to get, you know, some initial information from that client to be able to make some determinations as to what sort of coverage is right for them and any sort of other financial advice that we may need to lend. So what we do is, you know, we ask you a few questions, you know, surrounding what some of your personal goals are, what some of your financial goals are. We try to look at some things that are priorities for you. So whether that may be retirement or your children's education or savings and investments, maybe getting a mortgage. We ask you those questions and try to get a feel for what is priority for you at this time. We also look at what's happening on a monthly basis. So we look at your monthly expenses because, you know, we want to get a feel for what is happening. And in doing that, you know, we're able to kind of see if there's anything left at the end of the day to be able to go towards those personal goals and those financial goals and all of those things that you say are priority. After that, we would look at, you know, your assets and liabilities or what you owe and what you own to see, you know, if there's any sort of wiggle room in there to kind of achieve those goals for you. And then we look at your insurable need. And, you know, people ask, okay, what is the insurable need? How do you arrive at that figure? How do you know that I need $250,000 worth of insurance coverage? by doing this financial needs analysis, this is how we come to these conclusions about what amount of coverage you need. You know, we look at, you know, do you have a spouse? Do you have children? Do you have anyone that depends on you? How many of them? We want to know what ages they are. Are they still in school? Are they going to need to have funding? You know, if something should happen to you, if, you know, whoever the trustee is or whoever's going to be taking care of them in your stead, if they're going to, you know, have to be out of pocket, or will you be able to provide for them even after you pass? And how much is needed for those things? How much is needed to repay a mortgage or to help with funeral expenses? So those are the ways that we determine what your insurable need is. And that's basically what we do in the financial needs analysis.
And Alexis, there's something that is so important. After the financial needs analysis, we have to determine that if for whatever reason somebody passes away, you should have had something put in place. So you determine where are the proceeds going.
Right. Right. You definitely do. So, you know, something put in place. You know, we talk about having a trust, but then you also need to have things like wills. We also about those things. We talk about all of your financial security, because insurance is basically at the, it's the financial foundation.
And Alexis, at the same time, what we're talking, we've seen sufficient people who don't have a will, who don't have this and that and the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? When somebody passes, you in probate, that could take a year or whatever. And
it certainly could. And that's another thing that we look at in terms of the insurable need as well. You know, any sort of legal fees, if your estate has to be probated, you know, that's going to be a cost to whoever it is that is going to be handling your estate if you didn't have the proper wills and things in place. So all of those things we look at, we ask you these pertinent questions to, you know, number one, kind of get your mind, you know, wrapped around the idea that you need to be thinking about these things, and then see how we can help to close any sort of gaps that you may have. You know, we after we do the financial needs analysis, we may see that, hey, you know, you are sufficiently secure. And we say kudos to you. And at that point, that's when we say, okay, hey, well, you know, is there anyone else that you know that may need to have this conversation with us? But then we also may see that you're underinsured, or there's some things that need to be tightened up. You know, so that's why we do the financial needs analysis.
One particular thing, Alexis, is that once people get insurance, some feel that you shouldn't bother them anymore. But we need to see them every year.
We certainly do.
Yes.
So,
yes.
You know, it's not a one and done thing. We do the financial needs analysis. And then, you know, if you become a client, then we would look at whatever the right coverage is for you and whatever the right options are that you would need. But then it's a relationship.
Yes, yes.
You know,
yes.
You go from that one time thing to on a yearly basis, sometimes semi-annual basis even, depending on what you would have said to us initially in the financial needs analysis, we come back to you. Let's say, you know, you are on the verge of getting married at that time, or, you know, you're about to have a baby. You know, we come back to you, we revisit it, because your insurable need would then have changed again. So in that same financial needs analysis that we would have done initially, we more than likely would use that same one and say, hey, okay, this is what was happening for you at this time. Has anything changed? What's going on with you now? So, yeah, we definitely do that in an annual review, or sometimes even semi-annual, depending on the relationship with the client and what their needs are.
Well, there's something significant. When we talk about the Kalina Group of Companies, we have some significant ones. We talk about health insurance. We talk about general insurance.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about Ansbach. Ansbacher. Yeah.
C-FAL.
And we get to the situation where, you know,
we have the opportunity at sometimes to train with them or through them to be able to do the best we can for our clientele.
Right. So, you know, we sell, you know, we are able to cross sell. And it's not just selling. We do the financial needs analysis, so we're able to assess what your needs are. So like we say, if there are any gaps and we see that, okay, you have a home or you're getting a mortgage, then, you know, you're going to need homeowners insurance. So then we would liaise with general insurance to work on that. You're a business owner, you know, you may need to get some sort of liability insurance or something for your company. You're starting a family now. You don't have any coverage through your job, we need to look at an individual health coverage for you as well. And, you know, in terms of setting up those trusts, you know, there's Ann's Barker. In terms of working on those wills, there is, Alexa, you know,
Alexa,
Nicole.
Yeah, Nicole.
You know, so within the group of companies, we are certainly more than capable to satisfy all of those financial services needs. And then in CFAL, you know, with in terms of your investments and whatnot. And we're going to be talking, you know, more in depth about each one of these different areas, you know, during the rest of the month. But yeah, that's just kind of an overarching glimpse at what all we would have to offer.
Well, I see Gordon Major is on, and he is the brother of Wendell Major. And, of course, the brother of a young lady, who is called Brenda Major, now Barry. And he is a cleaner man right now, or has been for a significant time. Mm-hmm. And as I say, Wendell Major, that's his brother, and there are a number of others. So what we're going to do is we're going to go to a break, and when we return, we're going to be start talking about family life, which is so important.
It is so important, and with me, it's very eventful, so let's get into it.
My team of dedicated scientists develop Shell fuels for your car.
For over 100 years, fuels innovation has been at the heart of everything we do.
Since our first ever branded petrol in 1907, we've broken records, supported Ferrari F1 to win Grand Prix, and pushed our fuels to the limit.
Now, every time you fill up your Shell, your engine will benefit from our passion for innovation, helping you to get the most out of every tankful.
With over 100 years of quality fuels innovation,
you can be sure of Shell.
Boy, why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, boy, just a hard day. What?
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking about everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Boy, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave us boy one big, big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crack Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know who you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call, all from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all new and improved Guardian Radio app.
Wake up, stay home. Go to bed, repeat. Wake up, stay home, go to bed, repeat. Does COVID-19 have your routine a little humdrum? Well, since you're home, now's the time to spice up your routine. Wake up, say your prayers, make the bed. Yes, use the decorative pillows. Bathe, use that fragrant soap. Eat. Now's the time to make meal surprise for your family. Exercise, 2 times around the house. Lift those cans, feel the burn. Blast that music and dance. Home gym. Clean, dust, wipe, sweep, vacuum, mop. Is that lavender I smell? Organize. You know that mystery drawer? Find out what's in there. And those sheets and towels? Fold them. Do you really need to keep that shirt from high school in the closet? DIY. You bought all the materials months ago, so now it's time to fix that leak, paint the cabinet. Your family's gonna love the new table you built. So what if it's a little low? You made it. Work. Well, you still have to get some work in there. It's part of the routine. But at least you can work from home in your pajamas. You might want to change when you have those video calls, but that's up to you. Well, COVID-19, we are keeping our routines and enjoying our homes.
This message brought to you by Bahamas Ministry of Health in conjunction with Guardian Radio.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Well, we're talking now about your family life, Alexis. Tell us about your family life.
Well, I am married to a wonderful young man by the name of Khalid Hano. This is the 9th year now. Our anniversary was last week, February 25th. We have 3 little people, so a boy named Nasser Hanna. He is 7 years old. He will be 8 on the 12th.
And guess what happened on that day? What happened on that day?
What's that?
Oh, I was in the studio, and Khalid called me to say the baby is here. So that's an anniversary, significant anniversary.
Mm-hmm. You said that was the first show?
I think that was the first show. Mm-hmm. I think that was the first show, yes.
So there's Nasir, he is 7, going to be 8. There's Sadiq Hanna, uh-huh. He is 6 years old. And Sela Hanna, she just turned 3 years old last week. So there are 3 little people who completely run my life.
Can any of them, are any of those athletic?
You know what? They all are. Nasir is kind of like you, very slim, very, he's tall and wiry.
Yes.
But he's very quick. He's very quick. And Sadiq, he is just all power, all muscle. He is
but Sadiq
and very energetic and very fast.
Sadiq, I have seen, can beat Nasir.
Because he is a little thicker.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
He's even though he is a year younger than him, almost 2 full years younger than him, you know, he is a little thicker. So their builds are different.
I see.
However, you can tell what their strengths are in certain things. And Sela, or Lala, as we call her, she just does whatever the boys do. So whenever, you know, daddy has them doing any sort of exercises, she's right there along with them, trying to do handstands, trying to do all of the different things, lunges and whatnot. So she is definitely going to make her mark in some sort of way as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know something, we're talking about your wedding now. Well, the opening of the stadium was supposed to have been the 18th. Of the month, mm-hmm. Alexis. And for whatever reason, they switched it to the 25th.
Mm-hmm.
And my good friend Tommy Robinson said that, well, of course, he can't come to the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, you know, I could come to the wedding, to the stadium after the events were finished. And mm-hmm. I said, no, 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 this is my daughter. So I'm going to
stay. I don't know how you thought that was going to work.
I'm going to stay all through, you know, because
But I thank you, sir.
We were there until about 1, 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yeah, man. It was a party.
It was a party. Well, Sherwin Stewart, my good friend, client of many years, and a long and triple jumper. And my brother Spence talked about him as Manatee Junior College in Florida. Anything else family-wise, anything else that the wider family and all of that you could think of?
No, not necessarily. Like I mentioned, my husband, Khalid Hanna, he's been a guest on your show several times. He is a physiotherapist with Rhoda Hanna Physiotherapy. His mother is Rhoda Hanna, so my mother-in-law is Rhoda Hanna. You know, she's the first private physiotherapy clinic in the Bahamas.
And Alexa, she has to make an appointment when she came in yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, she's retired now, and so she's a civilian, yeah. Basically. So, you know, she wants to come in to be treated. She got to make her appointment as well. And so do I. I mean, you can't knock it. It is a business, you know. So yes. I can't just pop up and say I want to come and get treated. I, you know, have to set an appointment also.
I understand that very well. So let's talk about birthdays. Ken DeLancey had a birthday on the 28th, and she has been with Kalina for a long time. And she is just excellent in customer service, one of the best. March the 1st was yesterday, and a young man called Alan Johnson. And Alan Johnson is, oh, man, don't try to call me. Don't try to call me on my phone. Alan Johnson, how do I put it? He is a great hurdler, one of the best hurdlers. And March the 1st, he was 50 years of age. It would have been either June the 1st or one of those dates. He's done extremely well. I'm talking about the 110 hurdles, mm-hmm. Extremely well. And his father is Ramon Jenkins out of L.A. Mm. And he is a good friend, Alexis, of our good friend over at Paradise Island. I'm talking about June, our good mm-hmm. friend. Yes. And he comes over and visits her every now and then. I guess he went to school at Fisk and was close to the school, the Tiger Bells, mm-hmm. That is quite near to Fisk. And on the 3rd, we're talking about Ray O'Neill. He is a statistician, and Ray is, I think, I can give his name. He is 72, but he is he was the president of what's the name of the island now? In the Caribbean, and he's the president of the Federation. And would you believe it? He was the one who nominated me in 1995 to be a member of the Council of the World Body. Mm. And he knows all kinds of things about track and field. He is passionate with regards to the great people in the in this part of the world, and that's what we do. We're talking about a birthday of one and only Coach Williams at Moores Island. I am saying I'm going to tell somebody. Talk to somebody and make it a situation where Coach Williams goes to see. the athlete that he was highly involved with. I am talking about this young man from Abaku, Stephen. And then we're talking about Leon Williams of BTC. He is a supporter of sports and a real supporter, not just track and field, but all kinds of things. And as a matter of fact, BTC, at one point, they were the ones who the top sponsor for the world relays. So I salute myself to Leon Williams with his birthday. And then on the 3rd, tomorrow, is none other than Jackie Joyner Kersey. Oh, she lives St. Louis, and her husband is none other than the Kersey coach, her coach. Let's see. We have Shredda Tynes. Her children are grandchildren, and she's a mother. And then we have Margaret Aubrey. She is more than talented in various different sports. And she is a significant person at the counselors. And then we have LaVon Fernanda, a customer service representative at Kalina. One, I'd say, they're some of the best. And that's what you put your faith in. When we have the agents don't know everything, so they need to go and talk with the customer service persons. And then we have Roberto Hernandez from Cuba, one of the best sprinters in the world. One of the best sprinters in the world, Roberto Hernandez from Cuba. And then we're talking about Alan Ingram from the Bahamas. And you know there's several Alan Ingrams around, mm-hmm. not the one who plays football, but this one who is a 400-meter runner. And he, along with Joey Wells, was the other person, Greg Roll. And we're talking about, what's his name, Alexis? David Charlton, mm-hmm. along with Joey Wells now, they set a new Bahamian record in the 4x400-meter relay, and that record lasted for some time, mm-hmm. long time. So we talked about that. And then we talk about debts. Well, of course, all the condolences and sympathy for Veronica Marshall, Georgetown Exuma. That is unbelievable. Her daughter-in-law, her son and daughter-in-law come to St. George's Church. And the daughter-in-law was saying, they were just talking about with her the night before. Mm-hmm. And this is how things happen. Veronica is gone. We have visited their restaurant a number of times in Georgetown. Mm-hmm. And, if it is Regatta, the place is full, and that's what I am talking about. Mm-hmm. And then, ladies and gentlemen, we have Vernon Jordan, President Clinton's good friend. He passed last night. President Clinton's good friend. And he was very important with the change of what we call Black Lives Matter, mm-hmm. long time ago. One, I'm trying to remember the lady now in Atlanta, he just walked all over the place with her, and she was able to get in. And then finally we have Paul Richards. He went to St. Augustine's, and he passed a year ago at 61. He went to St. Augustine's, and then he went to the school we're talking about in L.A., Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. He spent some time in Paris, and then he went back to Jamaica, and from then we had a real good relationship, and then lo and behold, Paul died, and that's what I am. Paul went to school with my good client, Kevin Cambridge. They went to school together St. Augustine's. Well, I have started to put together obituaries in the library of the University of the Bahamas, where students and the public at large will be able to research our sports men and women of the past. It is unbelievable that people, even athletes, cannot appreciate these people who have come from the past, and we need to, do a little bit more with that. So, I thank my producer, our producer, Arlington Roll, and we could do nothing without him. Track World has, before I forget, Alexis, any final words that you want to say?
No, not necessarily. I just want you guys to tune into the rest of this month. We're going to be doing a financial education series with sessions from some of the, top professionals in this industry. So it's free advice, it's free information that you'll be getting. So tune in, definitely, always, but specifically for this series in the month of March.
Well, Track World has been brought to you by Sun Oil Limited, Arawak Homes, my bestseller book, From Vancouver to Athens, 50 years of Bahamian international track and field competition. Who's who in track and field from the 1896 Modern Olympics to now. And you can get that book from the Chinese bookstore, which is just south of Super Value on Mackey Street.
Bookworld.
Mm-hmm. Bookworld. And guess what? How do I put it? The person who has put together that is none other than Frank Ramming. But it ain't Frank Ramming the coach, Frank Ramming the coach knows just about everything and was an athlete in the past. But this is the other Frank Ramming. Well, in addition to that, we're talking about Sunshine Insurance, of course, Sunshine Insurance, AFD Management Services, with my good cousin Freeman DeVoe is the CEO, and Clean Insurance, where I have been a financial services representative for more than 40 years. And next week, I want you to tune in, as we say, we will have Richard Pinder from CFIL. So please remember to tune in to Track World next Tuesday evening at 6:30 p.m. on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM and be dazzled. And then, my brother, could we go wake up everybody again, please? Because no more sleeping in bed, no more backward thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. Go ahead, Ali. Our cousin Vanessa Colby is always looking, also looking. Vanessa Colby, thank you ever so much, Vanessa, and everybody else who watched and listened.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. But just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long for their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away. Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we can do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. We just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Change it, yeah, just you and me. Change it, yeah, change it. Can't do it alone. Need some help, y'all. Need a little help. Say it for me, some help, y'all. I'll change the world. What it used to be. Can't do it alone. Need some help, yeah. Need some help, yeah.